Be here and watch us on a blank situation. Wow, really? You gotta fix that. What the fuck?
Wait. How did that happen?
Cause you.
Yeah. You're now tuned in live. Live. But seriously, not another podcast.
Seriously.
This is your host, Being Ready, Leo.
Oh, okay.
Joined by my beautiful co-host, AC.
What's happening? The Taurus.
And you could be anywhere. Oh, no, you can't. Because you're in quarantine. Hey.
Safer at home.
It's too hot.
Gotta run for shelter.
Run for
shelter.
Gotta
run for shade.
Hey.
It's too hot. Too hot, lady.
All my quarantine folks. How y'all doing tonight, huh?
Oh, that was the breakdown.
Oh, there you go. So we're gonna turn it up.
Hey, we'll fuck it up then.
Is it a part on this song?
Never took the time.
Is it a part on here where niggas just talk?
I never felt this as much as I did tonight.
Hey. What up with it? Shout out to everybody who's sitting on lockdown right now.
Pull up. Oh, my bad. You can't pull up.
Nah, don't pull up.
My bad. You can't pull up.
Yeah, man. So, hold on. We got to let that hook go up. It's too hot. Yeah. All right, cool in the gang. So, yeah, so shout out to everybody. We appreciate you guys tuning in with us. Everybody that's in the message boards, that's live on Facebook, that's live on Spreaker. We appreciate you. AC.
What's happening?
How has this, what's the word for this week? How have this week been treating you?
I've been waiting to exhale. It's been a very, very challenging week. It's been very challenging. You know what I'm saying?
To say the least.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
This week has been frustrating.
Okay.
For the simple fact of, you know.
Shout out to Ben for saying that word correctly. Because for some reason, niggas think it's an L in that word.
In that word?
They think it's frustrating. I appreciate you knowing it is an R in there. Round of applause. Anyway, continue.
You know, when all this shit cracked off, it wasn't never about the actual virus.
Right.
I wasn't scared of catching the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Did I think it? I will get into that later, what I thought about it. But the blowback from this virus has affected everybody, and everybody been making jokes like, oh, you know, it's just the flu, which it is just the flu. However, the economic blowback from this flu has been horrible. Why you making that face?
This nigga, Anthony Fields, just got in the message board and he already on that bullshit. Talking about AC got that Rona, she too pale. It's this damn light that this man got on me. But anyway, continue, brother. Continue.
And the economic blowback has been crazy. Like, people...
Back's blown.
Yeah, there will be backs blown in this time of quarantine. But...
We'll get to that.
Schools. Schools is.
How you gonna jump from backs blown to schools?
Well, this is why.
I thought you was gonna get in your bag about the other shit.
Oh, that shit. No, I'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay.
I don't want to get fired out the gate. So look, okay. These schools, right? Parents, school has been like a babysitter,
yes.
as well as a teacher.
We've come to realize that.
You feel me? So, the thing now with all this that happened, I think we really see everything we take for. We've been taking a lot of shit for granted, right? Whether it's toilet paper,
man.
Whether it's water,
man.
The grocery stores, Costco.
Shout out to Costco. We got some townhouse constituents that fuck with Costco, and we appreciate you. Y'all are essential. But anyway, continue.
Who else? Hand sanitizers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these things, man, we take for granted out here.
Right.
When you live in a country that's not prepared for the worst,
mm-hmm.
you see everything like, damn, I can't even go here and get here. The fucking local market has been lying outside all the way down the street. The fucking liquor store over here, which blew my mind, is they're rationing out waters. Oh, you can only get one water. The couple days ago, they was like, oh, you can only get two waters.
Right.
Now we down to you can only get one water.
Yeah. Which is killing me because it's like you don't know people's individual situations and knowing like if maybe I'm picking up water for a family member who can't right. leave the house. You right. know what I'm saying? Or maybe, you know, I had to take an Uber here and I'm trying to get as much water as I can because I might not be able to come back up here. You know what I mean? So right. it's like, while I understand what they're trying to do as far as the whole rationing thing, to some extent, it's like governing how much people can purchase
mm-hmm.
is counterproductive too, because it's kind of making it to where people have to keep coming back multiple times.
Right.
Versus just letting people get their shit off while they're there. And then whoever didn't get it, they got to come back. You know what I mean?
Right. And I would think like for them, it would be just a money thing, which is dope that they thinking about the people. It ain't just about money. Cause they could just be like, yo, you come in here and get all you want, get the fuck out. You know what I mean? So they at least think about the people, I guess, when you look at it.
But
like
not
that.
Really, because I saw a lady, they were telling her she could only get like one water, one bread, one egg, and all that shit like that. And I saw her, they were taking her shit away from her at the, you know, in the, you know, at the register
yeah.
that she had overpurchased. And then she went to her car and put her shit up. And I literally saw her just come right back in the store. And she's ultimately just going to go to a different checkout person
right.
to buy her extra shit.
Right.
Which, to some extent, I get it. Because it's like, you are here. You ain't trying to come back out again.
Yeah, I mean, who?
And then when they actually have shit, you got to get it while the getting is good. Because it's ugly out here.
Man, that should have been a song we came into. Too short. Get it while the getting is good.
We could go out on that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's definitely, you know, and it's unfortunate. We also learned how greedy America is.
So let me ask you, is it greed or is it self-preservation? Because
greed,
I think
selfishness.
I think, okay, so this is my thing. I actually have been, I've been actually quite, you know, proud about how people have been working together. I've been seeing people, like I told you last week, I had a family who gave me a case of water because they didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they gave another family some bleach or whatever, you know? So I've seen people actually working together, or like the barter system where it's like, okay, you got tissue, I got, you know, meat or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like we trading or whatever. And that to me is dope, you know? But at the same time, we should technically be preserving self right now, right?
Right.
Because I ain't gonna lie, if somebody come to my house and they drinking too much shit right now, you gotta go. You feel me? Like, BYOT, bring your own tissue, my nigga. Like, you can't be coming over here using up all my tissue at times like this.
Is this where it got to? Bring your own tissue? Like, if you come to my house, bring your own tissue, your own napkins, bring all that shit. Like, bring your own water, bring your own food. This is what we getting into.
And see, the thing is like nobody wants to be like that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you kind of have to be somewhat self-preservative, right? Because ultimately, if you're not, then you're just a dumbass.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you just constantly like, oh, yeah, sure, take this. Oh, yeah, you need butter? Sure. You know what I mean? Like,
assed out entertainment.
Yeah, because nobody's going to be looking out for you at the end. You have to look out for yourself. Let's look at what some of these comments are saying. Alfred Chop AC said, this is a blown out, serious situation. We in this all together, though. Marisha said, man, I can't believe the TV dinners was gone. It's funny because that's shit that people should be looking for because that lasts longer, you know. But I didn't even look at TV dinners because I was trying to get shit like meat and, you know.
Rice.
I was trying to get shit that I know I can make meals out of that will last for more days. You know what I mean? Right. But that's actually really smart. And Alfred said, greed though, no love for the next neighbor, sad. Marisha said, but what about the people who has a big family and they has hold? Use one sheet point blank. It's a one wipe rule in these streets. Facts. Facts though. But aside from that, yeah, and then another thing that's been mind boggling to me about the way this situation has been handled. So, I mean, I can't say most because I know Alfred Chop is in Baltimore, but a lot of people who follow our show are in L.A. with us. Mm-hmm. So people who aren't out here in L.A., yesterday, they just announced this safer at home order as of midnight last night, which, right. And it's funny because for a lot of niggas, it's not safer at home, but that's a whole nother story. Because I was thinking about that when I was rolling down Central. I'm like, what if you live in a Nickerson's? Mm. Is it really safer at home? I mean, I'm just saying, though. Imagine. But that's another subject. So anyway, with that said, like, you know, you're supposed to basically try to stay home pretty much as possible, basically almost all the time, unless you have to go out for, like, essential reasons like doctor's visits, going to get food, gas, or shit like that.
Right.
And with that said, basically that means people aren't going to work either unless they work for one of those essential places. So mm-hmm. It's been interesting to see what they consider to be an essential business because I actually realized that cannabis dispensaries are considered essential businesses.
Yeah, you gotta have THCs for...
Who was expecting that?
That's one of the big businesses that's not going to go out.
The big who?
Businesses.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the big businesses. That's one of the big businesses.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's in Hartford, Connecticut. I don't know why I thought he was in Baltimore.
It most definitely, I think it's showing like it got to a point like people weren't thinking about the elders. You know what I'm saying? Like they had to open up certain stores that was only for elders.
But okay, so are the people not thinking about the elders or are the stores not thinking about the elders? Because if I came here to get shit for my mom, but you're telling me I can only get one.
But that's
and only, I came to get shit for me and my mom, then who's not thinking about the elders?
You can't tell if the store can't tell if you're there for your mom.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's why I think that whole concept is flawed. Because think about it, a person who's disabled typically can't go out for themselves.
Very true.
And they're to send someone else to go get that stuff for them.
Yeah, or sometimes they'll be there. You know, they have
sometimes.
They have the nurses that go with them and all that.
Yeah, but don't you think that's doing a whole lot more to have them come out just to prove that they need it? Excuse me, versus having like a older child or something go get it for them?
But it's always for the store on the store end. There's always game being ran, like let's say Magic Mountain. I know you done heard stories about people acting like they was handicapped so they didn't have to stand in line at Magic Mountain.
That shit happens every day.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Do you know how long I was 11 years old?
You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, there's nothing you could do to get around that.
And that's why some of these stores had to open up shit for just senior citizens, because you know that they at super high risk from what the news is saying.
Who's at high risk?
The elderly.
So again, and all the more reason why they shouldn't be expected to come out to get their own shit. Like at a certain point,
they don't
point,
have nobody. There's people here that don't have nobody.
Right, you but those people we not talking about. We talking about the people who. Like, say, my mom, for example. Mm-hmm. The people who have someone
right.
who can go pick up their stuff for them, mm-hmm. but the stores are not allowing people to get more than one thing.
Right.
So then that kind of creates a touchy situation, too, because if you're at the store and you can only get one, then you got to decide, am I going to get it for me or for my disabled parent?
Mm.
That's a whole nother dynamic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
and that's a real life decision that motherfuckers is making every day right now. If you can only get one water, are you going to keep it or are you going to give it to your disabled parent?
What are you going to do?
I'm asking you.
You know.
In today's climate.
If
what are y'all doing in the message board? If y'all can only get one water, one tissue.
Yo, that's
are nuts. You going to keep it or are you going to give it to your disabled parent?
Oh, we just going to have to share. We just going to have to live in the same
y'all
spot.
Y'all don't live in the same household.
We going to have to in these hard times.
She.
Especially if my mom was disabled, you have to be there. We have to. Some people have to come together in order to make it through.
No, that's true. I mean, if they don't have anybody else that lives in the household.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. say you got another, like, older sibling that lives there, but they just don't have, like, the transpo to go get the stuff.
Yeah. That's tough. So I mean,
so are you going to keep it?
Is it enough room for me there? I would have to think like strategic, like, okay, is there enough room for me to go here? And we all
okay.
Share
so
this.
I'm going
to
tell you what I would do since you dancing around this shit.
No, I'm telling what I would do.
I'm not staying with my mom. Mm-hmm. I'll give her the water and the tissue, and I'll just boil the water, and I have to get a wet rag and wipe my ass with the wet rag, or go hop in the shower or some shit. I'm not staying at my mom's house during no quarantine.
I feel it.
I will lose my fucking mind.
I feel it. I
would rather
guess
have a wet
own.
Ass than a lost mind. Like, I'm just keeping it a buck right
a
now.
A wet ass than a what?
Than a lost mind. Like, for real, I can't.
You think it'd be that bad?
There's probably only a handful of people that I could really see myself, like, quarantined with for that amount of time. And I love my mother, but she's not one of those people.
Mm. Hey, well, all right.
I mean, does that make me a bad person for saying that? I'm sure there's a lot of people on the message board that can relate to that.
Hey.
Come on.
Well, let's
there's a lot of people that don't even want to be quarantined with their fucking kids. Like, let's keep it real right now. Nobody's going to admit that shit, but it's the truth.
Nah, I know somebody who will. I mean, who will admit it.
It's the fucking truth, man.
They will admit it.
Come on, man.
I mean, I guess it's to each his own. Like, some people is cool with it. You know what I mean? What this nigga say? Shout out to the stoners. Niggas need weed to cope with the quarantine. Yeah, they do.
Terrell said, fuck that. Quarantine bae got to go home before the sun comes up. That's fucked up. She got to act like she got a doctor's appointment, huh?
You know, I mean, it's a...
Anthony said, I'm giving my water to UAC. Look, Anthony could be quarantine bae. I feel like he got all the answers. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shout out to that guy.
He said, unless you cute and I like you. What did he say? I paid for some elderly people groceries last week. God is going to bless you, Terrell. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. You know.
What Anthony say up here? He said it was somebody at my job that might have that Rona. I use my sick time. I'll see y'all on Monday when them results come back. I got water for you also, AC. That's what's up, Terrell. Much love to y'all.
And they giving you all the splash.
No, for real.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna splash that water on AC one time.
Man. And I'm gonna splash right back. You feel me? The feeling is mutual. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so what were we talking about? We were talking about decisions that have to be made in these trying times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are people really being selfish and savages? Surprisingly, you know, nobody been fighting yet, or that I've seen on the news yet.
Shit, I've seen some shit. I've seen some shit. You know, I've definitely seen. I haven't seen it in person, but I've seen videos. I've seen videos of people having verbal altercations and things of that nature over tissue, which to me, like, I don't know. The food is far more important than the tissue.
Why were people going straight to tissue? It's so many substitutes for tissue.
Yeah, because I think people forget there's alternatives. Like, if you're at home,
yeah,
you have other options.
Yeah, you do.
You feel me? Like, I don't know. Maybe because I have been in the struggle before, mm-hmm. I'm not going to act like there haven't been a time where I haven't had tissue before.
Yeah.
There has been times where I haven't had water before.
Ditto.
There's been times where I have not had electricity.
Ditto.
And gas.
Ditto.
You feel me?
Yeah.
There's been times where I haven't had food. I mean, there's been times where we only have fucking potatoes, and my mom got creative as fuck.
Man, oh, man.
But, you know what I'm saying?
Were we supposed to make a list of struggle foods? I can't remember, but...
Yeah, we should have came up with a quarantine quarantine checklist or some shit. Like to give people ideas so that they realize you really don't have to be out here buying all this bullshit. Like, yeah. Like really... There's just certain things that you need, and you could thug it out, like potatoes. You know,
you can make French fries.
Yep, baked potatoes,
scallop potatoes,
home fried potatoes.
Shit,
twice baked potatoes,
twice baked Mojo potatoes.
You know what I'm saying?
What else could you do?
Hash browns,
potato chips.
Right. You know what I mean? You could do a lot of things, and then you know you could get some spaghetti noodles or some mm-hmm. kind of noodles, and you could do all kind of shit.
Yeah, you can get the sauce, you can get the butter and the salt and pepper. You know what I'm saying? You can do a bunch of shit.
Yeah, you can make your little chow mains, you know, all kind of shit. I got a big ass thing of ground turkey, and I already made some enchiladas, and you know, you can make fucking spaghetti and nachos, you know, because chips don't really go bad for the most part, you know, because you got to think about shit that don't really go bad like that.
Yeah.
You know, but see, I guess people just more so be thinking like about canned goods. But I'm going to eat good if I'm going to be at the house for 2 weeks. I'm not eating no canned shit. Mm. I'm not eating cups of noodles and shit.
Mm.
We about to eat nachos and tacos and shit, you know?
You gonna go through that bitch unbothered. Like, it's just another
man.
Taco Tuesday.
Right.
Wednesday.
We got the mixed cocktails, you know? I got the hookah. You know I hit up Amsterdam. Shout out to Amsterdam and Lakewood. I got my little my hookah mixture for the week. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I did
get some Frosted Flakes. Shout out to... Terrell, I got the Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes, fire. Frosted Flakes with the banana joints.
I got some bananas, but I never tried that. I might have to try that. What? But just saying that to say, like, you know, we will be all right, y'all. But in light of what the subject is, we could touch on it before a break. But my question is, like, do y'all have a quarantine, bae? Have y'all thought about that? Like, the fact that you can't actually, well, before we get into the quarantine bay thing, we didn't finish the conversation about the essential jobs. So, those people, I feel bad for people who do work at like Costco, for example.
Why is that?
Because they fucking matter too.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, yeah, we need this shit, but like, don't they deserve to be able to care about their lives and family and shit too?
Yeah, I got a gripe with that shit. I mean, I'll let you get yours off before I go off into the shit that I've been dealing with this week.
Oh yeah, that's good. He said grits. He said matzo meal. Oh, you with a Jewish family with your quarantine. He said matzo meal.
Matzo meal and they're gonna get some gefilte fish.
He got the Hebrew Nationals over there.
Yeah, he real kosher in that bitch. He got the kosher salt.
Right, he over there eating smoked salmon and lox bagels and shit. this motherfucker, he over there eating good.
That nigga over there eating. What's that? That fucking that soup with the big ass meatball.
Matzo ball soup. That shit is hilarious.
That's hilarious. But when it comes to essential workers.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I ain't never in my life been so happy to be a non-essential motherfucker. Or wanting to be. Because I'm not sure if I'm essential or not. I'll find out on Monday. They trying to figure that out.
Are they still figuring out with y'all?
Yeah. Because, like, I do, like, analyst work. So it's like, on one hand, like, I could be essential. But if operations have closed, then I'm not essential now. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not providing, like, direct care to anybody.
That's true. Now, when it comes to the work that I do, I'm a custodian, and we deal with the public somewhat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, when the site where you work at closed down, you would think you're not needed there, or you know you're not essential to this.
Not necessarily, because I mean, doesn't a lot of the custodial work happen when people aren't there?
A lot of it do, yes.
Okay.
Now, but we do be around these people, you know, after like, we get there early. So after, we be around them during our time there, our 8 hours there.
Okay.
So my thing was, since we're essential, that means it's okay for us to get exposed to this stuff.
Right.
You're essential. Like, that's what this means, right?
But they're required to make sure that you have all the appropriate tools to make sure you're as safe as possible. That was my understanding.
Yeah. And what would that be? Like, okay.
Damn near like a hazmat suit.
So if you don't have that, then what?
You're not required to stay there.
Okay. So then this is my thing, right? So where I
and
work.
And you should still be paid.
You should still be paid without being there, right?
So correct.
Now that was what the talk was all the beginning of the week.
Okay.
The beginning of the week, last week, there was like, you know, you guys can use your personal blah 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 time, vacation, blah blah blah. You can use all of that. And then even if you go into these other days that you have, you would get, you know, top pay. But then the thing they say, well, like, you can do what's good for you and your family. Well, what's good for me and my family is not coming to this bitch.
Facts.
Because if I come here, I'm bringing it home, because we're not provided the proper things to we're not provided the proper shit to do the correct job that an outside job would do.
Precautionary measures.
Right. If they hire some outside people, what they would do, they'd come in that bitch jumpsuited up with a fucking mask, looking like they just did a fucking heist on Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they come in that bitch with all the correct spraying shit and all that shit. I feel, and the people that I work with, they feel like we're just a fucking piece of lamb in a lion's den. Like, they're just throwing out there, like, you're essential, go out there. AKA, we're the front line. We front line,
yeah,
we go out there.
First responders.
And we go out there and we getting wet the fuck up. Now, I even told one of the higher ups, he's like second in charge there of the campus. I said, how do you know nobody here has
the Rona?
The Rona.
Dun, dun, dun.
That nigga looked and said,
I don't know.
We don't. What steps have you guys took to see if anybody has the Rona here? You fucking guessed it. None.
Did you guessed it?
Do you guys have any intentions on taking steps to see if anybody have it here? We'll get back to you with that.
Get right with you.
You get back? This is what I'm supposed to tell this, or this is what workers are supposed to tell they kids and wife at home, or they family. Is this what they supposed to say? Oh, I don't know if I got it, but I still gotta go to work. That mean where you work at, they don't give a fuck about you. Now let's get into how long this virus lasts on surfaces.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So apparently this virus will last on the surf for about 5 to 6 days. So
what? I thought they said 9 hours.
No, well, I seen 96 days. Maybe they got some
God
other shit.
God damn.
So the original. So this was the beginning of the week when I seen this. So maybe it's different now. Now when I read this, it said 5 or 6 days.
Shit.
Okay, cool. Now that's why the whole thing about they talking about shut the city down for 14 days. That's 2 weeks. That's enough time for, you know, if there's some shit there on the surface, it'll be gone. If you have it, and you're going to die from it, you'll probably be gone. And if you have it, you're going to get rid of it, it'll be gone. So that means everybody away from everybody. By the time we come back in these 2 weeks, everything will be fine.
I don't even know why they're saying 2 weeks. I think they're just taking it 2 weeks at a time because on the news, the director of public health was saying that this is going to last through April the 19th. So now why the employers are saying March 31st, I have no idea. Because the news, and this, mind you, this is technically, I work for the same division as the person who was putting that information out there. Like on one arena, it says March 31st. Another, it says April 19th. But I think that they're only dealing with this a couple weeks at a time because some places they probably realize that it's not going to be sustainable to have people teleworking for, you know, a month.
Right.
Especially if there's not shit to do. Like if you shut down operations and shit like that, like what are people really going to do? So exactly. They just dealing with it a couple weeks at a time. So like right now they're like, okay, you can telework for 2 weeks. And then after that, I think they're going to either have to realize like, okay, we're going to have to pay people to stay home. Or, God forbid, they lay people off, which, you know, public institutions rarely lay off. But this is also a very rare situation. And I think that's something that people have not thought about. Because on one hand, it's like we're blessed to be able to work for institutions that have job security. Because there's people out here getting laid off every day right now. And I'm hearing about it all the time. And I'm like, damn, like, I'm sorry to hear that. And I don't have that issue. So it's like, even though this shit's stressful as hell, like, I'm thankful that I have that option. But at the same time, it sucks to be a first responder and to have to still think about working right now when you're dealing with all this other shit. But I'm thankful to have my job, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm thankful for that. Well, the good thing for, I'm pretty sure you too, even if shit went haywire and we had to stay away from work, we still getting paid and can't get laid off.
Well, I don't know about that last part.
Can't get laid off.
I don't know about that part.
Really?
That's debatable. Mm. Because think about it. How many employees does, say, the city, the county, the, you know, whatever, the state or the state, whoever have, and all these people can't work, potentially? Eventually, they're going to have to find ways to mitigate costs. Like, it's not... it's not sustainable.
Well, it's enough time where if
a month,
it's enough time to where if we left our work site and stay home, let's just say if we stayed away from work for a month, there's enough money to take care of people who fall under this, who job, will cover them. Some people jobs don't cover them. That's the hard part.
Alfred doesn't believe that this is going to be just 2 weeks.
I don't either. Well,
he said no way it's going to be just 2 weeks. This Rona working overtime. I misread it the first time. I've read some shit that said this might go through till the end of the fucking year.
I was about to say, where I work at, they are prepared not to come back to school the rest of this year.
Right.
So.
Or at the very least, the school year, which is through the summer.
Yeah, there will be no graduations, no proms, none of that.
Just imagine a high school senior.
That's. I mean, everything you got people who can't play they sports and shit to show who they are for their future. It's a lot of shit that's fucked up from this shit. And it's, to me, it's no joke. I did laugh at a few Rona jokes, but to me, it wasn't no joke, and it never was. Like I said, it was never about.
And I want to speak on behalf of the parents who are impacted by this shit with the kids being out of school because. It was one thing when we thought that the kids was only going to be out for a couple weeks and, you know, you trying to thug it out with this homeschool shit.
Right.
But I ain't going to lie. I haven't even really had to be directly impacted, like sitting there really, really doing the homeschool shit every day because I've had some help. But I know I cannot do a homeschool scenario with my child every day. I didn't sign up to be a teacher. I don't have the patience for that shit.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? So what is that going to look like? Are they just going to waive those requirements and just matriculate them to the next grade level, knowing that they're not going to technically be prepared? Or like, what is that going to look like?
Never thought about that. Like, how, so what I hope what don't happen is, like, once shit come back, like,
you can't hold them back though. It's not their fault. That's what I was about
to say. Like, shit starts now. Like, okay, we back now. Your credit start from here. It's impossible. Because the way shit's set up,
they have to matriculate them, because then by default, it'd be like a counter effect. Like, what about people's kids who are 4 years old?
Right.
And they got to go to kindergarten, and then these other people are holding them back. It would be like a domino effect. Like, the nature of life, like, you have to keep going.
Right. And one thing that they did to help this was doing lessons over the computer.
But that's what I'm talking about, that homeschool shit.
Yeah.
That Google Classroom shit is very sophisticated.
I would think so.
And especially for like 10-year-olds and kindergartners. And the thought process that your parent is at work and you're basically doing this by yourself, that's too much to expect from a kid.
Yeah.
And they're holding them to the same standard that they would hold them at if they were in the classroom. That's not fair.
I know the people that I work for, they offered that the parents can go home who have kids that's affected by school, the LAUSD closing.
Right.
They can go home and use those days that I was talking about earlier. So they looking out for them. But I mean, for everybody else, I mean, that, you know, they have to find out how to level this playing field somewhere. Right,
because it's not fair to single people who don't have kids either, because their lives matter too. And going back to what we said earlier, it's like, this is how shit becomes like a whose life matters situation, because it's like, you got to basically force people to choose between the elderly, the pregnant women, the people with kids, and then the rest of y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, the scraps. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the essentials versus the non-essentials. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a caste system.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unofficially.
But see, that's why they have, well, allegedly, that's why the army troops are, you know, going to be, you know, distributed out to the streets for help. So for containment. So they say they feel like eventually it's going to get to a point where it's really dog-eat-dog type shit. Like, it's going to be raids and all kind of shit. They feel like they're preparing for the worst. Like, what if it's a blackout or whatever case?
Or what about people who just don't have money but still need shit?
Right.
Because right now, people being peaceful, oh, let me wait in line, let me buy my little shit. But what about people who eventually will get to the point where they don't have the money, but they still need the shit?
Right.
And then another thing that people also haven't talked about or thought about is, what about people who are disabled or have medication that they need that they might not be able to get access to because doctors are not as readily available as they normally would be. And now these people can't get their refills and shit. You know, it's a lot of people out here that's bipolar. Excuse me, and you know, or just have diseases where they in pain or whatever. It's a lot of different little situations. And then I thought about pregnant people, because I have a friend that's pregnant. And I'm like, damn, like, are they going to be able to deliver their child? Like,
what they going to have? They're going to set up a TV in there, doctor in there, like, all right, spread her legs open. Stick it, like, what are we doing out here?
I mean, because they're saying this stuff is going to run as normal, but like, if it continues to progress like how it has been now, because every time I go on my timeline, it's 3-4 more people who have this shit.
Yeah,
I think they just said today, who they say that had that shit that I was shocked? It was somebody who I was really shocked. It was somebody famous. I can't remember who.
Idris?
No, it wasn't Idris, because they said him a couple of days ago. It was somebody that they just announced today. I know somebody in the message board probably knows. It was somebody famous that they just announced today. Oh, Andrew Cohen. You know who that is? Yeah, the dude from Bravo?
I shared this shit. I'm stupid as hell.
I thought that too. That's bad, huh? I swear I thought that too. That's horrible.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's bad. Because I did think that. But just saying that to say, what are these people saying in the message boards? Anthony said, I'm in the healthcare field. Shit is going to be a long haul. This Rona shit is real. Online school is helping or getting packs from school. Ben, true talk, this shit real. I was thinking this shit wasn't going to cross the water and actually hit the U.S. I'm kind of thinking they made this shit. It's popping up in the whole world. So let's talk about that for a second. And yeah, Kevin Durant was one of the people. Thank you, Marcus Sheffield. Let's talk about this because I've been hearing a lot of people say that they think that this shit is man-made. And I want to talk about that for a second because, you know, I love black people. If anybody loves black people, I do. Shout out to Nigeria, by the way. But
no, I was just about to hit the bomb for black people.
I mean, Nigerians are black. What the fuck? You ain't heard nothing about nobody in Nigeria having this shit.
No. It was some people. Where was they at? But they said they was cured. Two people in Africa somewhere. And they said they was cured.
It wasn't Nigeria. But anyway, no. We've digressed. The point is that why is it that black people always think shit is a conspiracy? I mean, absolutely nothing in this world can happen without it being a conspiracy. Kobe died. They want to start adding up this nigga's jersey number with the date of his daughter jersey and the numbers on the side of the plane and all kind of crazy ass shit. Mm-hmm. And then Nipsey died. Oh, Jesus was 33 and all kind of crazy ass shit. And now this, and it's like, oh, they made this shit. Katrina happened. They bombed the shit. Everything that happens in the world, we think it's a conspiracy. Now, is there some truth to this? Like, is the world really just trying to set niggas up? Or are we paranoid? And if we are paranoid, rightfully so, because we have been through a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? It's PTSD, undiagnosed. We should all be getting a check, sidebar. But why do we always think some shit is a conspiracy?
Mm.
Do you think this shit is a conspiracy?
Do I think it's a conspiracy?
They say it originated from a bat.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if we could talk about this, but
You think we're gonna get shut off?
Yeah, it's a certain shit, but I'll put it like this: it's crazy.
Anthony said they got it from infected butt plugs.
That's funny.
Andy did. Wow. Well, if that's the case, then hell, Kevin Durant and who else? That all them other basketball players and who else?
So this is just in. I guess it's
just in what?
It's officially official.
What? Hit it.
This is a hit it. The governor is deploying California National Guards in order to help distribution of food and at local food banks to protect California most vulnerable.
Oh wow!
So they are the
martial law.
The army is officially.
Y'all niggas kept saying that shit. Are y'all happy now? Look, I'm gonna give a round of applause myself. We don't have a round of applause, but round of applause for all these niggas that wanted martial law to happen. Y'all finally got y'all wish.
Did they want it to happen, or were they too woke? Because a lot of these niggas I was saying this shit were being clowned. Like, are you Hotep niggas? Are you extra woke ass niggas? Ain't gonna be no martial law, and they gonna never be army fucking on the streets and stopping shit. They got talked about.
I mean, see, this is the thing. I'm somewhere in between because on one hand, you know, I have my conspiracy theory shit in me as well because I still have my little theories about Jay-Z when it comes to a lot of shit. Hell, I even saw a theory that said Jay-Z has something to do with Kobe Bryant's death, but that's a whole nother situation. We could talk about that on another day. But just saying that to say that, you know, there's a fine line to me between like being a conspiracy theorist and realizing that some things are manipulated by man, but everything is not a conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this situation, I believe that if there was any level of conspiracy, I just think that it may have been that they underestimated the severity of this, right, and they didn't prevent or take precautionary measures earlier on, and they underestimated how much it was going to spread. But I don't genuinely believe in my heart of hearts that this was like a man-made situation just so that they could create new world order and all that shit. I've been hearing that, and maybe I'm naive right now, but I don't genuinely get that vibe. I just think that if anything, niggas was so distracted and worried about other stuff that when it came to this, they just didn't think that it was going to be a big deal. Cause even up until like probably the last, the last week, nobody thought this shit was a big deal. Even when we knew about it and we saw it on the news and our timelines and everything, we've only really started taking this shit seriously probably within the last week. When the NBA shut down, that's when niggas started taking it seriously.
Shit, some people weren't taking it seriously. But I, that was an eye-opener for me. And it was all, I'm like, if, to me, I feel like it's something happening. Because also the thing that raised the eyebrow is all those CEOs that happened to step down within the last couple weeks of these big corporations like Disney and was it Virgin? Whatever these, I got it somewhere, I have to look. But there's a lot of big CEOs stepping down from big corporations. It was about 15, 20 of them from big corporations. That happened. Now, you know, there's army trucks going. I just look now. They're also, there are tanks riding around in New York. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what are the tanks for? I understand, okay, they bring the army trucks out. You got the armies in it.
But, you know, New York is a very congested place.
Well, what are the tanks going to do?
They order.
King Kong going to come? And, like, nobody can go up against a tank on the street.
Well, but see, sometimes the mere presence of the military gives people a certain sense of, oh, I need to keep my shit together.
Right.
So I think that in places that are highly populated and that there is like some hysteria, because like we said, in Cali, we actually being very fucking civilized. Round of applause for us, goddamn it. Because like I said, I have actually seen us be very civilized, and it could definitely be worse, but we don't know what it's looking like other places. And if other places need more higher level security, because we know NYPD is corrupt as hell, I'm not mad about that, low-key.
You're not mad about the tanks on the street? Or what you not mad about?
I mean, see, this is the thing. Like, on one hand, I think about it like this. Like, I would rather have tanks on the street and have some protection or some level of security than have no protection in a situation where people are going to be probably losing their minds when this shit really hits the fan, right? Okay. Just imagine if there was no law enforcement.
Okay, now, so, even with that
being... Yeah, y'all could call in if y'all want.
Even with that being said, a tank? Now, army troops on the field?
Nigga, they was using tanks for fucking people selling dope in Compton. If there was any time to have a
bat around,
but same shit. If there was any time to have something like this, I would think that it would be at a time like this.
What are they going to do with a bat around right now? They just going to run niggas over?
No, oh, wait. It's just to create the illusion of keep your shit together.
Somebody just said something about New World Order and something about chipping this. Now, what if it came down time to this shit happening and they say, okay, look, We have the quarantine here, or we have the elixir, whatever they're going to give you to get rid of this if you have it. There could be, he said something about the chip. There could be the chip in there that everybody been talking about for years.
Alfred, if you would like to call in, the number is 213-618-8961.
8961.
If anybody would like to call in, if you have a thought that you would like to contribute to the conversation, the people would like to know. I mean, everybody's
call in. Don't
everybody's, you know, the meeting of the minds on this shit, you know?
However you feel, whatever angle, if you feel we shouldn't be panicked about shit and this shit just gonna blow over, let us call in, let us know why you feel that way. Yeah. If you feel we should be scared, and you know, call in, let us know. However you feel.
213-618-8961.
Call in. Now, the shit I was saying, like, okay, so now they bringing the army in or whatever the case. Me personally, I don't think the stores have been out of hand enough to where they have to bring the National Guard in.
They had the sheriffs at Costco.
But what? That's understandable because people get kind of scared of that, but it could be handled. Okay, we got a caller.
We got a caller.
Yeah, we got a caller. Seriously, not another podcast. Who we got?
Young Dolomite.
My nigga Dolomite.
What's going on?
What that shit do?
Man, what's the deal? What's the deal?
What's happening?
Same old suit. What's your take on tonight, man?
That military presence shit.
Yeah.
The tank, I think they low key overdoing it with that shit.
Okay.
Like, because it's low key like if you was to go to the doctor and he had a pistol on. Like, why that? If you coming to bring food, nigga, what you got the big ass gun for?
I mean, but Dolly, let's be honest here. You know that there's some people who don't give a damn about the fact that it's military and they'll still rob their asses.
I don't see nobody robbing the military. Them niggas got big ass M16s and shit on them.
Yeah,
like, to me, that's enough. Like, if you got soldiers and they armed, I'm like, I'm not gonna trip the fuck out. Right. But if I see a tank, I'm immediately thinking something bigger than what these niggas got going on.
That's what I'm thinking, like, you know, there's supposed to be like a war that can happen on U.S. soil. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and see, if that's the case, I'm not worried about, or let me not say worry. I'm not thinking Illuminati. If they saying, hey, man, the Russians on the way. All right, for sure. For take. Right. But if y'all talking about we bringing a tank to give y'all some rice, y'all niggas could have pulled up in the Hummer for that.
So wait, Dolly, so do you think that perhaps there's other shit going on in addition to the coronavirus that we might not know about where they're maybe trying to, like, use that as, like, a distraction?
I'm not completely sure, but those tanks make me think it's something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because technically, didn't we have a little situation with Iraq not too long ago, or Iran, one of those two?
Whoever that dude who got assassinated, but that's what I'm saying. If it's that, and they say that, like, hey, man, you know, we being for cautious, them niggas might trip, then I'm not going to be worried about a tank riding up Crenshaw. But just don't tell me you're going to bring me food in a fucking tank.
Yeah. All
right. Another conspiracy theory is that they feel like it's been a what's the shit when they drop the poison in the chemical warfare?
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They said it's that, and that's why, you know, it's spreading how it is. And you know, the people that Trump pissed off over there, you know, they capable of this. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of shit that could be going on. We will never know. It's not meant for us to know. All we know is once it's here, is how we have to adjust and deal with it. You know what I'm saying? That's all we can do. We can just be prepared. You know,
Don't panic.
Yeah. If you're not prepared, then, you know, you're going to go first. But if it come down to a point to where they're going to have the National Guard police in the streets and forcing people to take these shots and shit, then it's going to get out of hand, and that's why they're here.
You mean vaccinations?
Vaccinations, the vaccines.
And we've been doing that shit for years.
Have we
done? Yeah, I really hope they don't try to force that.
They gonna, I mean, what else?
Because I would literally rather fight that shit myself.
Yeah, I would too. But if they have a agenda in how these conspiracy theorists saying about this chip going in the arm and all this shit, then what's another way to do it? National scare. You know, everything is crashing. Yeah. People losing hella money. This shit is separating classes right now.
Yeah.
This is a class separation shit that's going on. So,
because nobody's even talking about the homeless at all.
Oh, well, some shit that conspiracy that I thought weeks back was that I felt like this shit came here to get rid of the homeless population that's going on.
Hmm.
What did I see yesterday on the in the news? About 60,000 homeless people may be affected by this virus.
Yeah, because they said that the homeless were exempt from the safer at home. Well, no shit, no motherfucker. Shit. I don't have a home.
All right.
The fuck?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, shit like that shouldn't even be said nowhere.
If anything, give them a home.
Well, they
create one.
I was talking to my neighbor, and he was saying a whole lot of people going to have to make who going to die type of choices. Because he said, I guess he got a brother that's disabled on a machine. And if they got to use that machine for something else, his brother's out of here.
See, look at that. Look at that. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier about when you go to the store and they're only giving you one jug of water and you went there with intentions of buying some for your disabled mom. Yeah. And now you can only get one. Now you got to make a decision. Are you going to keep it or are you going to give it to your mom?
Yeah, and he was saying that. He was like, you know, this shit could last a few months. And he said some people don't got time like that to be fucking around.
Dolly, how is this impacting the trucking industry?
We busy as shit. I'm at work right now.
So you guys are delivering a lot of stuff?
Yeah, like literally all my homeboys who's driving trucks. Business is fucking boom.
Somebody told me, not told me, but I saw a post where somebody said that there was a truck that had like some military type shit loaded in it that they were driving.
Well, you'll see that a lot. A lot of the conspiracy niggas, they see the flatbeds with a lot of those quote unquote coffins on them and be like, look, see, here they go. But, you know, motherfuckers is hauling shit all over the country. You'd be surprised if in the back of these trucks. I've hauled bombs not too long ago.
You know what I think is so dope at the same time, kind of fucked up? Everybody at Townhouse Media is essential. We all still working.
Hello.
Isn't that kind of dope?
Yeah.
Bang, bang, Umbrella Gang.
Bang, bang, Umbrella Gang. You know what I'm saying? We all are essential people. You feel me? That's right, Dolly. Do your shit. You know, but be safe out there. Put your mask on.
Please be safe.
Yeah, and they got rubber gloves and shit.
Rubber gloves. You got to get the
hand sanitizer.
I seen a nigga on Facebook Marketplace selling hand sanitizer, $12 a bottle.
Hey, did you see the dude who had the 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer?
Yes.
Because he had
bought. I think they made him donate it.
Yeah.
He bought this shit thinking he was gonna be able to sell it on Amazon, and then they shut him down.
Yeah.
Now what?
Fuck boy.
What do you think about motherfuckers like that?
Get them out of here.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Destroy and rebuild, it'd be a better place without him.
Yeah, he's probably the reason why these stores are now having to do the shit that they're doing.
No, people like him is the reason why.
And people like him.
It's people like him why the National Guard is going to come out here. They don't want, you know, well, they don't want too much greed and everything, people getting out of control. So just imagine if you're out of shit and, you know, this nigga got a garage full of that shit.
And I'm just curious, what nationality was he?
I believe he was Caucasian.
From the Caucasus Mountains.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I believe he's Caucasian.
Just curious.
But see, it's motherfuckers like that just outside of the whole pandemic. Like, you know, be he a sneakerhead. We know motherfuckers that got 30,000 pairs of Yeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these motherfuckers just capitalize on anything.
But that's what I was saying. Like, this virus has been... it's been highlighting a lot of people. You have somebody in a time like this crisis we got going on, you still thinking about worried about making a buck. You could be dead in a couple of weeks and you worried about making some fucking money.
Yeah, people are trying to capitalize.
He's making himself a target. Because if I know this motherfucker got all this shit, that's going to be the first house I hit.
Right.
Nigga would hit that house without needing it just because he's a bitch ass nigga.
Exactly.
Facts.
Like, well, I know he got hand sanitized, so we're going to go whoop him then spread that shit throughout the neighborhood.
There you go. That's how it go. And it's people like him, man. That's the greed. That's the greed part.
Karma. Anytime you watch a scary movie, scumbags like him always go first.
Always.
It's like the fucking shelf with the hand sanitizer just come flying down and knock his ass the fuck out, and he just goes unconscious. You know what I mean? Death by hand sanitizer.
That's a
That alcohol will burn your ass up if you get enough on it.
Yeah, or what if it's like flammable or something, and then it's like the shit falls over, like some Final Destination shit. Like every possible worst case scenario happened. Like the shelf with the hand sanitizer fell over. Then the nigga was trying to light a fire because he was cold, and the shit ignited. You know, and there you have it.
That shit sound like something off A Thousand Ways to Die.
Yeah, for real.
Not that I'm wishing death on a nigga or anything, but I'm just saying.
That's that final, you know, that's Final Destination like a motherfucker.
Final hand sanitizer.
He tripped. He did one drip of hand sanitizer. He tripped off a fucking broom. He hit a tire, knocked the paint off the wall, hit the fucking rake. The rake popped the fucking gallon of paint in the air, hit the light bulb, and everything caught on fire.
Got some Home Alone shit.
Right, Macaulay Culkin somewhere, like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so we appreciate the call, man. And, be careful on that road, man. You are essential, man.
Yeah, you're essential. So much so that we got to have you back on the show again one day. It's been a long time.
Yeah, one of these Friday nights that I don't work.
Yeah, once we get past all this corona shit.
Yeah, once this shit gone, man, we'll be cool. So that's probably next year sometime. But yeah, man, that's what they saying. Shit may be long here till the end of the year. But yeah, all right, man, we appreciate you, man. You're essential. Be safe out there.
Yes.
Always. I'll be listening.
All right, man, peace.
All right, Dolly. All right. Yeah, man. I mean, shit, I don't even know if we should even do a break. We should just push through.
Okay, well.
Do it for the fucking culture. You know, we got 16 people in here live, and we got people tapping in, I'm sure. So we're going to push through. We're going to get into this quarantine-based shit, because that's really what the subject is about. You good? You need to take a break?
Quarantine,
good?
No, I'm good.
Let's take a shot. I want to take a shot to the quarantine bay topic.
Quarantine base.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already, well, I don't know if you guys have anything to take a shot of, but if you'd like to take a shot with us to the idea of, you know,
yeah,
whether or not you'll have a quarantine bae, feel free, you know, pour up a libation. You know what I'm saying?
Man, how many people went out and went crazy? Like, I want to know what people brought.
Sidebar, what is your libation of choice? Like, if you're going to be quarantine for 2 weeks, what is your libation of choice?
Is that what they
Jack Daniels?
Yeah, of course. Single barrel.
Nah,
that's too go hard. I'll probably just have regular Jack.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Powsies and powsies to the people.
Cheers to y'all. Cheers.
Power to the people. As long as you got a shot, you'll make it.
It's not too bad. The nigga said I got a shot of water.
All right. Push through. Whoever Marcus Sheffield is, I like that guy.
Yeah.
Push through, Marcus. Push through.
Shout out to the fam in the Triple D, man. Dallas represent. Listen live from Dallas.
And wherever Tax is, look, I'm going to find Tax when this shit is over with.
That's his boy.
Oh, yeah. Marcus, tell Tax to hit me up, you know. I'm going to knock some hand sanitizer over on that nigga. Mm. But he said, Nah, that's still my guy. That's still my guy.
In today's time, that may be something.
Oh.
You know, a little, you know, you get rid of germs and you get the worm.
Oh.
Hey.
Anyway.
Yo, if niggas start using that shit for, nah, I'm not going to even. All right, so anyway, go ahead. What you talking about?
All right, so. Excuse me. I made a post the other day.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, because you know I always be posting some crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
These shoes under the table is like bae. They make you feel like you playing footsies with somebody. Like, ooh, stop, boy. Stop. Good playing.
There you go.
Stop. But anyway, I made a post where I was asking, like, you know, like, oh, I'm trying to find a quarantine bae, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I said, like, serious inquiries only, like, tissue and pistola are desirable qualifications, right?
All right.
And I was joking, but dead ass at the same time, because I had really thought about it, and I was thinking, like, yo, like, if this shit really ends up lasting hypothetically for, like, 4 or 5 months, like, you know, not me, of course, and not you, of course, but there are some individuals who have the luxury of having someone who can just come and pull up or whatever and, you know, occupy your time, give you a little entertainment, you know, a little Uno, dominoes, what have you. And that luxury will be no longer. So I was thinking, like, damn, I might need a quarantine bae, right? And so I was thinking, like, what would be the qualifications of someone who I would want to be quarantined with? Because, you know, it's like, on one hand, the idea of having a quarantine bae sounds good. But then on the other hand, like, do you think that you would rather be in solitude, or would you want to be quarantined with someone?
Someone is always wonderful.
But, like, maybe, like, your family, or would you want to be quarantined with, like, somebody who you could, like, smash?
Both. Everybody.
Oh, wow.
Everybody in the building. I mean, it's a possibility it's going to end up like that. I mean, it may come to a point to where people have to use every resource they have with each other. So, I mean, if you have a husband or something, y'all live together, and y'all got the room, and, you know, mom-in-law or father-in-law, whoever the case, it's going to happen. But to have, I mean, you know, ain't nothing wrong with getting your quarantine on. I mean, you know, essential.
Is there a certain quality that your quarantine bae must have? Like, in these times, is there a certain quality that you feel like she should have keep you calm in these times?
Yeah, I would think being creative.
Creative.
Yeah, creativity is a must. I mean, if we're going to be here for till the end of the year, we don't know what's happening. I mean, well, we're not going to be shut down, but if it came down to a shutdown, yeah, we got to be creative with something to get our mind off of this shit. I mean,
like, sexually creative, or like creative as in like a meal creative, or like all of the above, or?
Yeah, all of the above. Creative under anything you can be creative with, get creative with.
Creativity. It. Okay.
Creativity. Okay. That's number one.
What else? What's number two?
Creativity. creativity. I mean, you can be creative with that shit. It covers a lot of
areas.
Yeah. That's number one with me. I think I would go with Goofy. I guess. I don't know.
You want to be stuck with a goofy person?
Yeah, we got to laugh. Shit. I don't want to be stressed out in this shit.
Okay, so this is the thing. On one hand, that's real. But that should get on your nerves, too, after a while.
Well, it's all on the individual.
There has to be a balance with that shit.
Yeah, it's
you know what I'm saying?
It's all, like, on the individual.
Like, I need peace, goddammit. Look, shut your goofy ass up, goddammit.
Well, all goofy niggas ain't loud or whatever.
Okay, I'll give you an example, like, perfect example. So, your bae comes over, right?
Okay.
What's the first shit they turning on? Are they turning on, like, some comedy shit where niggas, ha, 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 ha?
Me.
Or they turning on, like, some, oh, like, we gonna watch, like, some chill drama shit, like we gonna watch The Irishman, because, like, you know,
we probably watch,
like, Goodfellas is my shit. You know what I mean? Like, Irishman, like right now, what I'm watching is like Queen Sono. That shit is fire.
Hot as fuck. We probably watch binge watch fucking HGTV.
Oh, what the fuck?
And fucking the cooking channel.
Hell nah.
Fucking National Geographic.
Anthony said, she needs to know when a nigga playing online. You need to watch out. And then Alfred said, LOL, she better stay wet the whole 2 weeks to the end of the year. Hey, look, I am in full agreement with that statement.
That nigga said, I don't give a fuck if we got a virus going around or not. I need that issue.
But you also got to keep her motivated. You know what I'm saying? Because if she got that spontaneous drip, you should be concerned, unless it's a reason for her to just have the spontaneous drip. You feel me?
What they got to be concerned about?
Oh, well, say less then.
No, I'm asking the spontaneous.
Okay, so this is the thing. Like, it's a fine line between, like, oh, spontaneous drip because it's like, oh, every time I'm around you, I get wet, or, like, spontaneous drip because you got, like, BV.
And what's BV?
Bacterial vaginosis.
BV.
Where you just have spontaneous discharge or spontaneous, like, wet. Like, you got to take an antibiotic, which is scarce at this time. She's going to pretend like you just turn her on all the time. And in fact, there's a situation.
Well, I mean, if...
The look on your face epic.
The camera went off before it got it.
The camera went off. Oh, that was hilarious. So, you were like, what? Oh, that exists?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's funny. I mean, to go on lockdown, I think that's why I said personality and creativity, like, let's create something. You have to be done every day. Because you can sit and smash every day if you want. I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Right.
If that's what you want to do and to get your mind off it, cool. Hopefully both of y'all, that's all y'all want to do. But is that all you want to do during this time?
I mean, and then it also depends on if you guys have your kids there too. Because if you got your kids there, I mean, you can only do so much smashing. Like, you got to be considerate of the kids.
Well, you can do a lot of smashing. That's what what's that shit that help you go to sleep? The little pills or the gummies you take and make you go to sleep. Fuck.
Oli?
No, not Oli. Damn, I can't think of the name of that shit. Whatever it is, it's a pill. You could take at night. I stopped taking them because
they made you go to sleep.
Nah, it did some other shit, but yeah.
Viagra?
No, you definitely ain't going
what
to sleep.
What is up with you, Anthony? HGTV channel, no reservation. Rest in peace, my nigga Anthony Bourdain.
Hold on, man.
R.I.P. It's so hard.
Wait, do that last note, that eh?
Eh. Niggas want to be like, huh? Hey, you felt it though, right?
Hey, yo,
it's hard, man. Niggas is dying every day, B, and I can't take it. They taking real ones. Why they can't take these punk ass niggas? I would name a few, but I'm a spare these niggas. Why they can't take them? Why they taking real niggas?
Because the real niggas is gonna help I don't know.
A week from now, my guy.
Yeah, it's been a year, huh?
Yes.
That's crazy.
And do you realize, sidebar, we getting off track, but let's redirect real quick because we ain't got that much time. Do you realize that we have not had no dialogue or nothing about the court case of this man?
Nope.
They didn't kept that shit quiet as kept.
So, is it the conspiracy that people were saying? Is it just street shit? What is it?
No, that shit is definitely something. Because there is no reason why. I mean, even OJ shit was televised.
I think he probably going to get off. He probably going to get off. Why? Because even if you look at the camera work or whatever the case, I mean, you can't see his face in those cameras to say that's him. You know, people saying that it was him, he turned himself in. What evidence do they have on this nigga besides him saying... He said he killed him because of what? Did he ever admit to killing me?
Well, technically, he has mental health issues, so he might have claimed temporary insanity. I'm not sure. But I don't want to get too deep into that because I wasn't prepared. We could save that for, next week for the anniversary?
Yeah.
But it just made me think about that because I'm just like, damn, dude, like, we ain't heard shit about that. And see, that's the problem. I know we jumping around, but this is the problem with the nature of society. It's impossible to be focused on everything. It's impossible. Because it's like, you're trying to focus on your day-to-day shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're trying to focus on the shit that matters in your life as far as, like, shit that you care about, whether it be RIP Nip, RIP Kobe, RIP Grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, whoever.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you got this corona shit going on. It's like, you can't be focused on everything. And then you got the elections coming up. How many niggas really even know anything about the candidates that are even on the fucking shit?
We not gonna even be able to vote if this shit goes through.
Man, how about thought the election that just passed was a fucking disaster. I work at the fucking shit. I'm not gonna go into details, but that shit was crazy. And granted, people voted. They came out in big numbers, and I'm very proud to say that. But I'm just saying that to say, like, it was a new system, and people were not used to it, and there was a lot of changes. And now that people can vote anywhere, it was an adjustment. So it's like, I'm just saying that to say, like, I'm really proud of us. Like, sometimes I feel like we don't give us enough credit because we have to focus on a lot of shit.
Right.
We got to focus on a lot of shit, dude. Seriously.
But how do we have time to focus on? It's all, like you said, there's always something going on. Look at, what's this? This March? March, right?
It's only fucking March. Only it feels March. Like it should be fucking like September.
Only fucking March. This is the third month of the year. And we done lost Kobe. You know, we done lost other people losing their jobs, going to lose their jobs. Like, this shit is nuts.
You know what? This is another thing that we got to stop doing, black people. And I mean, I know we have other nationalities that listen to this show.
Yeah.
Ben is the neutral person, but when I talk, I'm talking to black people. Something we got to stop doing, black people, is saying this year is going to be my year. 2020 is going to be my year. 2019, that wasn't it. 2020, new year, new me. Nigga, every year is the same shit. The sooner we realize that, the easier it will get. You know what I'm saying?
You say it's the same shit? Explain on the same shit.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a pessimist or anything, but I'm just saying, like, at a certain point, you just got to come to the conclusion that it's not always you. Sometimes it's the universe. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know for a fact that, like, I bust my ass and there's certain shit that happens that I cannot plan for, like this shit. I couldn't plan for this shit.
Right.
Even under ideal circumstances, I can't plan for this.
Right.
And even a person who's the most prepared individual can't plan for something like this.
No.
You should not take accountability for some shit like this. So it's like, you can't even say new year, new me at this point because it's like, you don't even know what to expect anymore.
Well, you have expectations of things that you're going to do, that you know you're going to set up and do. Like, when you went to get the master's, you knew, like, nigga, I'm not playing this. I'm about to buckle down, about to get my shit. X, Y, Z, you knew it. That was a new year, new you. You went up in, pay rate. You went up in your smarts. You got that extra paper. You know what I'm saying? So, you can expect it, but it's all about how well you do when facing adversity in times like
this.
Yeah,
that's true.
Can you keep that same energy in the time of this, whether you fucked up your relationship or anything that has to do with what you had set up? How well can you get through this? Like, yeah, we going through hard times and this will blow over, hopefully.
No, you know what? See, that's real. Like, that was a good counter to what I just said, but yeah. I guess all I'm saying is, like, I just see a lot of people saying shit like, oh, 2019 was a fucked up year for me. Like, my mom passed away, my grandma passed, I lost my job, my nigga cheated on me or whatever. Like, 2020 is going to be my year.
Yeah.
And then something like this happens, and then those people don't have anything to look forward to now because it's only March and all of this shit is happening. We lost Kobe in January, and then February, niggas didn't get the tax refund they thought they was going to get. You know what I'm saying? He said, you felt that one, huh?
That shit hit hard.
And then March comes, the coronavirus, you know what I'm saying? It's like, right, every month you taking a hit. It's like, it starts to get to a point where it's like, damn, like, is it actually going to be a better year, or is it just that you become better at dealing with bullshit? You know what I mean?
Well, I won't say dealing with bullshit, but it can help you. It could be an eye opener. Like, everybody came up with the thing of the year 2020 is going to be a real eye opener for everything. Now, shout out to my girl Irene. Irene made a post this week. She said, pay attention to how companies treat their employees during this time and speak volumes to their core ethics.
Facts.
So in 2020, if you see how your job is doing you right now and they fucking you over, it's time to step your shit up, whether it's time to go, you know, go to school. Well, when shit get back cracking, it's time to go to school, up your shit, whatever you got to do. New job while you down right now, start looking for a new job and to move on to the next plateau. Because you've been dealing, look, just think of the jobs that you hate. A lot of people work jobs that they hate because to get by. And you've been working all this shit, you hate it, and look how they treat you. Hey, get the fuck out of here. I'm about to go, if I'm going to go work somewhere where I hate it, I'm going to at least make sure I'm getting done right. At least a little bit.
I want to get done right.
Yeah.
Hey, sidebar, your dad is in here very proud of you. Shout out to Byron A. Hobson.
My pops in there?
He's been talking his shit all night. I just didn't want to interrupt you, but Pops is very fucking proud of you. He said, that was real, son. Hobson charm is strong. And he said some other shit earlier, you know. Shout out to Pops.
Shout out to Pops.
And then we got Joseph Lozano, who said, it's not about new year, new you. You can better yourself at any point in time. Mm. If it's not working right now, then do something right now. Not new year. Shit is revolving nonstop, regardless of the day.
Shout out, that's my nephew, man. Shout out to my nephew. I was just about to
say, man. Who is he?
Hey, come on, man.
We got a lot of people coming out tonight that's dropping gems like a motherfucker. And I'm about to love Pop's comment because I love when a father is proud of their child because I don't have one. So, Alfred said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Well, gee, Alfred, thanks for saying that after we had a nice little loving moment.
Yeah, all right. Back to the BS.
Back to this bullshit, nah, real quick.
But I mean, it will. But at the end of the day, it's gonna test you. This right here, I think we as society were so removed from each other with technology.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we still have technology, but now we're forced to interact with each other in the house, in a household. You know, a lot of families, they're in the same house. They're locked up in different rooms. You know, there's no more Friday night TGIFs coming on and the family get together and watch it.
See, and I made a post this week and I literally said, what if this was the universe's way of giving you a break and more time with your kids?
Right.
And that's facts. Like, for some people, this is a mental break that's much needed.
Right.
And that's the positive in it. Mm-hmm. And for some people, you may not realize it right now, but this might be the time that you need to realize that maybe your kid is autistic, or maybe your mm-hmm. kid has some, you know, need that needed to be attended to.
Right.
Or maybe your kid is just a regular ass kid that you just haven't had time to spend time with because you so fucking busy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The universe sometimes has to throw a loop out there to slow us down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's very true.
And it comes in different forms. It's just like the fucking flood back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, not to get religious, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes you got to go through some drastic shit to slow everybody down, and then you have time to really take a step back. Like, okay, wait a minute. Like, what really matters?
Yeah, I mean,
how many niggas was cooking at home before this shit?
How many niggas can cook?
I'm just saying, though. Like, maybe we need to make cooking at home great again. Because niggas wasn't doing that. Maybe we need to see more grocery stores looking like how they look right now. Cooking at home great. Make wiping your ass great again. Niggas wasn't doing that before. Niggas didn't have tissue and they was cool with it. Make wiping your ass great again.
Shout out to LAX Skid Marks.
Right. You feel me? Like, this shit, wiping your ass matters. You know what I'm saying?
But 2020 is most definitely an eye-opener. But like I said, work, how we treat it in the U.S. And even though all this shit going on, it's still not as bad as a lot of other countries. But we don't know.
What's up with Italy?
Oh. And it's funny because I'm not big on traveling. I don't care about traveling much. But one of the countries that I would travel to is Italy. And look at this.
Yeah, I like me a good lasagna. A little fatty.
Italy is officially off my go-to places.
Damn. Like that?
Turks and Caicos are still high on the list.
I would say China is off my list.
Oh, never was on there.
Oh, okay. Damn, buddy. Pause, buddy.
Yeah, I don't have no reason to be in China. I mean, unless, you know, you get paid to go out there and do a live podcasting.
Hey, that would be fire. But I would prefer to do one in Thailand if that's the case. We are going to get to the point where we get international. We start going and doing podcasts at the places. And the first stop is going to be in Jamaica. Oh, no.
All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all for coming out tonight.
I'm just saying. I'm fucking with y'all. You know? I want to host some shit in Jamaica.
Hey, represent.
I mean, I'm sorry that Jamaica don't have a lot of eye candy, but there's a lot of tourists and, you know, they'll be happy to see you guys there. But neither here nor there, do we have any gems or positive notes that we want to leave our listeners on? Because, you know, over here is seriously not another. We got to drop a gem.
I would say, you know, in this time, don't take shit light. Like, don't take this virus light. Like, be for real. Like, I'm seeing people driving around with masks on. These are people that inner city people laugh at. Like, look at this clown. This nigga drive. But he's not going to get sick. He's less likely to get sick. You know, washing hands and, you know, making sure.
Yeah, washing hands should have been a thing that was happening already. I don't even know why people have to be told to wash their fucking hands.
Look at old girl that's on that daytime TV show. What's the name of that show? The little Hispanic chick. She had people cooking over at her spot, and she don't even wash her hands after she used it. She said, for what?
There's people that I know who are in very high positions who don't wash their hands. And
are you fucking kidding me?
It's a travesty.
They tell you this? Or are you seeing them? Like,
I've seen it. Like, I've been in the bathroom and seen them go straight from the stall to the door. You guys, like, before we go, like, as far as even like gyms and precautionary measures, like, you know, it's to the point where it's like, after you wash your hands, hold the napkin as you open the door.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure your hands are dry. Because if you got a wet hand and you opening doors and shit, you still getting water droplets and all that shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if y'all really know how this shit works, but it's about droplets. You know what I'm saying? And everything needs to be dry.
We got a call.
Seriously?
Seriously, not another podcast. What do we Hello? Have? Hello?
This is Byron A. Hobson, Sr.
Hi, Pops.
Your father. Your long lost father. Finally found my son.
That is awesome.
That's hilarious.
How are you doing?
Hey, what up, Pop?
How you doing?
All right.
I'm doing good. Hey, you're doing good. What's happening?
You enjoying yourself in here?
Hey, man, we're proud. We're over here, man. I got all my liquors here.
You just like you.
I got my food. I got everything good.
Over here, man.
Hey, well, I'm glad you tuned in, man. I appreciate that. I said I appreciate you tuning in. What you over there sipping on? What kind of liquor you sipping on?
Well, today, son, I sort of took it easy today. I have a little Johnny Walker Red.
Okay.
Straight. So I'm going for the hard stuff next week, probably. You know.
Oh, the hard stuff is next week, huh?
When it really counts. Yeah. Look, strategic planning. That's right, Pops.
Huh?
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what, son? You look good. You look good on TV. Like TV, you know, I could just see myself on TV. You remind me so much of me.
Hey, well, hey, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
I'm in tears. I'm saying this is what I should have been doing all my life.
Aww.
That's hilarious.
This is so sweet.
That's hilarious.
You're living my dream. How you doing, dear?
Oh, hi, Byron Senior, Father Byron.
Yes.
Father Byron.
You can call me Pops.
Pops, do you have any coronavirus gems that you want to drop for the listeners or anything that you want to drop for our listeners?
Listen, all I got to say is just everyone calm down. Wash your hands. Do as, you know, these professionals are saying. Don't panic. Live each day. Pray. Do everything like you would normally do, and you're going to be okay.
There we have it. Well, you heard it from the guy that's 50% of
Father Byron.
The reason why I'm here.
Podfather Senior.
See? I'm telling you. Listen, everything that young man right there has learned is from me. I gave him special orders from the day he was born. I told him, I said, son, I want you to make me proud.
Aww.
And he looked at me with those big brown eyes, and I saw he nodded his head, and I knew it. I knew he knew his course in life. I knew it.
Yeah, I'm here.
I have a star in my family. Listen to this. I can't believe it. There's tears in my eyes.
Oh, and he is a star, Father. He is a star. You should be very proud of your son. Over here at Townhouse Media, your son has been a major contribution to so many of us. I've learned so much from him, and the rest of us have. Well, so you should be very proud.
Yeah. I am very proud of him. And I must admit, darling, you're very good looking yourself. I'm looking at you. And,
well, you know, look, do you want to make me his stepmother?
Don't you do it, Pops. If I have to see,
I would love to be his stepmother so I can tell him what to do. Like, go to your room, Byron. Go to your room now.
Well,
what kind of role playing?
Your father said, go to your room.
What kind of role playing crap is this?
I have to let you know, daughter, you got to be careful with Byron. Byron has this thing called the Hobson charm.
Okay.
And it's a family. It's this a family trait that's been passed down.
Okay.
He's very charming, and he's very smart, and I passed it down to him. So, and that so far it's doing real well.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm very proud of him. He's carrying on the tradition.
That's dope. That's dope.
Oh man, you giving a listener something. I know I'm gonna hear a lot of this later.
Yes, this is like a beautiful moment. Like seriously.
Well, look. I've been telling Byron for the longest, call my agent. If you guys want me to come in, I'll be more than happy to come in.
I'll do it for nothing. Whoa.
I don't want to steal your show, Byron. I know if I go on there, it'll be a lot of, you know.
Are you famous?
I don't want to steal a show.
I'm not going to steal a show.
Is he famous?
You know, once upon a time he was. You know, he was, you know. He had his way in around these L.A. streets.
Well, what is your father's number?
Yeah, well, you know.
Wait a minute.
You better ease up.
Is it 2-3? 6-1?
Yo.
This is all for the show. It's all for the show.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Pops, yeah. You know, anybody that gets to see us or gets to have us, you know, they real lucky, man. You know, they got to keep us.
You know what?
Huh?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, they get us. They got to keep us. They got to keep us in their grasp.
You know what? It's a shame. I told my wife, I said, boy, when I threw that Hobson charm on you, I saw it in her eyes. Her eyes started dilating. She was just sweating. And she just started, like, shaking and everything, and I had it. I had it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Hey, are you?
That charm is dangerous. You gotta be careful.
Are you laying it on thick? Is she right there next to you?
No, are you looking at me?
She's sleep. Don't worry about it. She's sleep.
Wait, don't worry about it.
Wait.
She's knocked out. She is knocked out.
Wait. Y'all didn't hear his voice get
and
low.
She's not listening to this show either.
Nah. Well, she's asleep. That's good to know.
Oh, buddy. That's hilarious.
Yeah. For both of us. Yeah, for both of us. Yeah.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Wait, you're not in the other side of the house talking in the corner on the phone, are you?
I'm actually down here in the wine cellar. You know, remember the wine cellar I got at the new place? I got where I got my bearskin rug and I got my cigar.
Oh, he's flexing.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, you know my wine cellar, my bearskin rug. You know, remember I told you my new place? Jesus.
Well, sir, look, I don't like the brag. I don't like the brag.
Jesus, I don't like Mary. To brag. Well, look, you know, it's just my new place.
Jesus, I just wanted to call you guys and tell you, you guys sound great.
Thanks, Pops. I appreciate
sound
it.
Sound great together.
I appreciate it.
All right. And you guys keep up the good work. I like what you guys are talking about. And, you know, it's good to see some young people doing it and saying things that's right. So you guys keep up the good work. Keep the word out there.
All right. We will do. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And, don't forget, son, if you need me, call my agent. I'll slide through there free. Okay. I'll do it for free. You ain't got to pay me.
All right.
We can't afford it, so it'll be free. thank you, Pops.
All right, Pops.
We'll be calling.
You have a good one. Yeah, she probably call you later.
You
all right,
have
Pops.
A blessed evening.
All right, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He hurry up. We got to put eye out. 17 weeks. Oh, wait.
It's still hot.
Okay, it's still going. Wait, hold on. Love is so brand new. Wait, my Pops called in on the show. That's the first time that ever happened.
This is hilarious. That was an epic phone call. I love your Pops. He's dope. And he's really proud of you. Hey. But what's up with his agent? Look, we'll talk about it after. Because he kept throwing the agent out there. And we might need that. Shoot.
That's hilarious.
We might need it. That was a really dope. We got to end the show. Got to end it on that. That was a dope phone call. One thing y'all can never count on is my dad calling in on this show. So, round of applause for Ben Reddy's dad calling in on this show. That was a fire phone call. Shout out to Byron A. Hobson. And shout out to everybody in the message board.
Yeah, they was in there getting it cracking, huh?
I'm trying to see who all it is. We got Alfred Chop. We got Marisha. Anthony. And we got, it's so many people. We got Byron A. Hobson and Joseph Lozano. And I saw that Chelsea Perry, CJ from Cat vs. Dog on Sundays, another one of Townhouse Media constituents, came in. And who else did we have in here? Let's see. We had Dolly call in.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Dolly.
And Marcus Sheffield, thank you for coming out tonight.
Oh, yeah. I see my dog Will in there. Shout out to O.
Yeah, Will came through for a second.
Alicia, Miranda.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to everybody.
Oh, and Terrell Williams and Cut. My nigga Cut the Pimp.
Shout out to my nigga Junior. Oh, Anthony, my bad. Y'all know him as Anthony.
Oh, I see Killers Lupin came in for a second. And yeah, it was a lot of love tonight. Demas, my nigga Demas. Shout out to Demas.
Demas supposed to be here. We'll talk about that after.
Yeah, Demas, we going to call you. But thank you so much for all the love tonight. We got to end it on a high note because that call was dope.
Yeah, we got to. So I guess, are we going out to Too Short? What you want to go out to? Did you think of something different in the skillet?
I don't know. I mean, look. Okay, first person in the comment that picks a song, we going to play whatever you want. Listener's choice tonight. Yeah, Ready, set, go.
First on that pop-up, let's see.
We're going to play your song of choice. Ready, set, go. It's listener's choice tonight.
I think it said pops in the bass, but I do.
But again, thank you for all the love. And in the meantime, in between time, Seriously Not Another Podcast, every Friday, 9-ish.
Nine-ish. You better believe it, Jack.
And then we have Cat versus Dog on Sundays at 3-ish.
3-ish.
CJ and Dolly.
Too Much Games Sunday at 5-ish.
Yes.
Tuesday, you have Talk 30 Podcast. 6-ish. And Wednesday, you have No Rules Podcast. 5-ish. You know what they say, man. Townhouse Media, we just are the ish.
We are the ish.
That nigga said, oh, wait, the first song.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. Wow.
Good selection for the quarantine. you got time, so you might as well. And on that note.
Yo, it's funny because I know we for sure played this before. But
oh, we have.
It's all good, though.
But it was on No Rules, not on our show.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
Seriously.
Since not on the podcast, AC. We did it again, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that listened to us.
Episode 80. Fucking 80.
Shady 80.
Let's go.
We out of here. Any last words?
Shit. I don't know.
IDK.
IDK.
2020. Stay safe.
Yes. She said, put it in her mouth. Mouth. I mean, her motherfucking mouth. Mouth. She said, put it in her mouth. Mouth. Yeah. I mean, her motherfucking mouth. Mouth. She said, put it in her mouth. Mouth. I mean, her motherfucking mouth. You wanna go down? Why not? I'll be like Herbie and hand you a cock and tell you that my name is I. Get on your knees, make like the breeze begin to blow. But don't give me no Ralph Lauren grin if you're not down to go low. I'm all about mouth fucking. Only if you down for dick sucking. If not, BJ in the beer, keep trucking. And fuck chat dicks. I'm coming ashy as hell with chat dicks. For your tap ass lips. Treating your teeth like dentists as I'm rubbing them. With an erection like injections. Fuck it, I'll be drugging them. Numbing up your tonsil like Ambisaw anesthetic. Coming down your throat like chloroseptic. No time for apologizing. Girlfriend, if you swallowing, goggling, I'm giving bitches permanent beers. Put your lips here and catch these damn facial hairs in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. I said, mouth. I said your motherfucking mouth. Or I could just eat you out. Yeah, what's that all about? About.
Well, you can lick it, you can flip it, you can taste it. I'm talking every drip drop, don't you waste it. Slurp it up, it's enough to fill your cup. It's finger licking good, and I wish a nigga would go down kind of slow or even fast. I'll be sprung once I feel your tongue in the crack of my ass. Yes, I need a nigga going out like that. Boy, I'm packing such a tasty treat, and you can eat me out. But put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
I said your motherfucking mouth.
I said your motherfucking mouth.
And you can just eat.
Pussy or dicks, people throughout the world, man, it's your pick. What do you choose to lick? Pussy or dicks, people throughout the world, yeah, it's your pick. What do you want to lick? Pussy or dicks, people throughout the world, yeah, it's your pick. What do you want to lick? Pussy or dicks, people throughout the world, it's your pick. What? It's your pick.
And you can just eat me out. Put it in my mouth, baby, baby, yeah. In my mouth.